This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging confirmation of a Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg may not go smoothly. This as prospects appear dim for Democrats to slow down the process. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
They must not act on this nomination until the American people finish the process they're already begun.
Noting that early voting is underway, at a news conference Sunday, Joe Biden implored voters,
let your current senators know that you want to be heard before a vote on confirmation of a new justice.
And to GOP senators,
summon your conscience. Stand up for the people. Stand up for our cherished system of checks and balances.
But Senator Dick Durbin, the Democratic whip, tells ABC's This Week,
we can slow it down, perhaps a matter of hours, maybe days at the most, but we can't stop the outcome.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
An in-depth newspaper report claims U.S. President Donald Trump did not pay income tax in 10 of the past 15 years. The New York Times said Trump did not pay during those 10 years because he reported losing more income tax than he made. At a White House news conference, President Trump says information about his taxes, quote, will all be revealed, though he acknowledged fighting efforts, including from Congress, for access to his records.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
Earlier, a lawyer for the Trump Organization told The Times that, quote, most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate, end quote. Via remote, this is VOA News. Azerbaijani and Armenian forces battled for a second day Monday after dozens were killed in an outbreak of heavy fighting that has raised fears of an all-out war between the longtime enemies. Armenia and Azerbaijan have been locked in a territorial dispute over the ethnic Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh for decades, with deadly fighting flaring up earlier this year and in 2016. Both have declared martial law. Armenia is accusing neighboring Azerbaijan of attacks on civilian settlements in the disputed region and promised a response that would be, quote, proportionate, end quote. It said, quote, the military political leadership of Azerbaijan bears full responsibility for the situation, end quote. Armenia also said its troops shot down the Azerbaijani military helicopters and three drones after Baku's forces began bombing the breakaway enclave. Jihadists have attacked a convoy of a regional governor in Nigeria's restive northeast just 2 days after a similar ambush targeting him left 30 dead, two security sources said Monday. Fighters from the Islamic State West Africa Province, a splinter group of the Boko Haram jihadist group, on Sunday opened fire on the convoy of Borno State governor near the town of Baga on the shores of Lake Chad, they said. Zulum was returning from Baga, where he had accompanied hundreds of residents who returned to the town they fled in 2014 following deadly jihadist attacks, the sources said. Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019 in the United States, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked as well. Service members are struggling with isolation and other effects of COVID-19, in addition to the pressures of deploying to war zones, responding to national disasters, and addressing civil unrest. The data is incomplete, and cause of suicides are complex, but Army and Air Force officials say the pandemic is adding stress to an already strained force. The numbers vary by service. The Army's 30% spike pushes the total up because it's the largest service. Some 100,000 protesters gathered in the capital of Belarus Sunday for the 50th day of protest against leader Alexander Lukashenko, some of them wearing crowns and capes to mock the president's 26 years in power. The protest began in August after Lukashenko won a sixth term of office in a disputed election. Official results gave him 80% of the vote, while his closest challenger got less than 10%. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.